We turn now to Detroit. The city's emergency manager had to cancel that planned bus tour for city bondholders. It was going to happen today. The bus tour was meant to hammer home the fact that Detroit is in dire shape and simply cannot afford to pay off all its debts. The Wall Street creditors are in town to talk with Kevin Orr. They're all trying to work out a deal outside bankruptcy court. Nancy Kaffer, columnist at the Detroit Free Press, comes back to the program now. Nancy, why was the tour canceled?
Well, what Kevin Orr's spokesman has said is that the city's creditors have said that they need to spend more time doing due diligence into the city's finances, and that they apparently felt that was a better use of their time than the bus tour.
There was kind of an interesting array of public reaction, wasn't there, when that bus tour was announced?
Indeed there was. I think that a lot of the way it was presented was the idea that Kevin Orr would take these creditors on a bus tour and that they would be moved by the condition of a city and the neighborhoods and then perhaps be compelled to be more amenable to a deal. My take on it was a little bit different. It was that he was going to drive creditors around town and say, yeah, this is the tax base you're trying to squeeze money out of. This is where we're at, and you know, good luck getting blood from the stone. Because while Detroit has many beautiful, wonderful neighborhoods, it also has a lot of, you know, really distressed, struggling neighborhoods, and all of them are pretty much taxed to the hilt.
Yeah, yeah. Like you say, blood from the stone, it can't happen.
Exactly.
There was also, you know, as I would look on different news sites, and people were just spewing really nasty, nasty stuff, and I realized what a nerve it touched, and also what hate is still out there.
You know, people who don't come to the city a lot don't understand that it is an incredibly complicated place and that there are beautiful, wonderful neighborhoods in Boston Edison and in English Village, the villages generally, the
Rosedale.
Grandmont Rosedale, thank you, Sherwood Forest, Green Acres, Palmer Park, Palmer Woods. These are beautiful places with houses that are really just unique and wonderful. The University District, beautiful, interesting homes. And, you know, the people who don't come to the city a lot don't really understand that there's this other side to Detroit. They think of it as just the worst, and they also, I think, lack an understanding of the incredibly complicated historical factors that led to Detroit's current condition. And I think maybe that's some of the stuff that Kevin Orr was hoping to share with these creditors on this tour is both sides that, you know, you can see a story in the New York Times about a house that has a picture of a house somewhere on the east side with a tree growing out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But until you've driven through the city and you realize that there are blocks of houses in that condition, I think it's really hard to understand that. I think most places, most cities have areas that aren't doing so well, but I think they're relatively small and contained. I think that the scale on which things have happened in Detroit is pretty boggling until you've actually taken it in yourself. And I think that it is, I think that's the point he was trying to make. But yeah, I mean, I think that the people who are so vitriolic about Detroit really don't understand history.
So the creditors and Kevin Orr are meeting. What are they likely discussing, and what is he likely to ask of these bondholders?
Well, he's asking them to make a deal so he doesn't have to go to bankruptcy court. And the equation that matters will be bondholders trying to gauge how much they could do, how better they could do in bankruptcy court and what that will cost them. If you're going to go to bankruptcy court to get an extra cent on the dollar, but you're going to have to spend the equivalent of 2 cents on the dollar to get that 1 cent, that's not a good deal for you. That is, I think, the equation that they're all running in their minds right now.
And what do you feel we should be watching for as these meetings progress?
Well, you know, we had that news yesterday. There's all this talk going on about the insurer that's attempting to take casino revenue payments, and the city's suing them, they're suing the city, it's all going back and forth. That is a pretty significant development, because that's a signal that they're not interested in making a deal. This is an extra layer of complication that I don't know if people always think about, is that all these bond deals, or the majority of them at any rate, are insured. And so the insurers, it's not just getting the bondholders to agree to a deal, it's the insurers have to get on board as well.
Nancy Kaffer, Detroit Free Press columnist. As always, thank you, Nancy.
Thanks.